Britain.
Mark Carney. I mean what I say. The new governor is struggling to convince sceptical markets.
Credibility is treasured by central bankers. It is, after all, why politicians, who patently lack that precious quality, have entrusted the monetary guardians with the job of taming inflation. But what happens when investors do not believe a supposedly binding central bank commitment to keep interest rates low? The answer this week from Mark Carney, the Canadian governor of the Bank of England, was to set out again the case for the forward guidance which had failed to convince the markets when he first delivered it earlier this month. Speaking in Nottingham on August 28th, he also announced a relaxation in banks' liquidity requirements to encourage lending. But Mr. Carney's speech seemed unlikely to sway the sceptics. They doubt that the bank's base rate, which has been at a three-century low of 0.5% for over 4 years, will stay there for another three. Mr. Carney's task is tricky because the bank's forward guidance is about as clear as an insurance policy once the small print has been read. The crucial pledge is that the bank's Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, will not think about raising interest rates until the unemployment rate, currently 7.8%, falls to 7%. Since the bank's own forecast shows this will take until well into 2016, the MPC is, in effect, promising to sit on its hands for another 3 years. But that seemingly straightforward commitment comes with knockout clauses. If inflation becomes a threat or financial stability is being endangered, forward guidance will no longer apply.